Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Former Congressman George Santos is due back in court today, where he's expected to plead guilty to multiple counts in his fraud case.
It's not known if George Santos will speak after his likely guilty plea today in Central Islip Federal Court. The plea comes after the former congressman's trial was set to start next month and after Santos repeatedly proclaimed his innocence. Residents held protests for months calling for Santos to be removed from Congress after reports came out that he lied about every aspect of his life, including his employment history, his religion, and his college education. Santos is charged with wire fraud, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. He faced a 20-year prison sentence if convicted at trial. That likely will be reduced because of his guilty plea. Sentencing will be held next year. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Governor Hochul has ordered Harvey Weinstein to remain in New York until all of his criminal matters in the state are settled. And a judge agreed to that order today when the Weinstein case was back in Queens Criminal Court. Today's hearing had come after California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a warrant last month seeking Weinstein's transfer to custody from New York to California, where he was previously convicted on rape charges. The move also follows a decision by the New York appellate court in April to overturn Weinstein's rape conviction on a technicality while keeping the underlying charges against him in place. The 72-year-old remains in custody here in New York, where, as of a couple of weeks ago, he's being held in a medical facility after being hospitalized with COVID, double pneumonia, and other health conditions. In fact, he was in a wheelchair this morning when he was brought into the courtroom. Weinstein's next appearance in Queens Criminal Court scheduled for November 13th. An NYPD officer is recovering from his injuries after being hit by a car during an attempted traffic stop in Corona, Queens. Investigators say the officer had just pulled over the vehicle yesterday afternoon on 34th Avenue and 99th Street when the driver put it in reverse and floored it, nearly running over a young boy and his mother, then put it in drive again and slammed into the officer, pinning him against another vehicle before the man sped off. But the suspect didn't get very far before ditching the vehicle and making a run for it to a nearby 7 train station, where more officers showed up and placed him under arrest. The charges against the suspect are still pending. If the L train made you late to work this morning, here's why. The MTA says it was dealing with a loss of power in the 14th Street Tunnel that forced it to operate the line in two separate parts, one in Brooklyn and the other across the river in Manhattan. As you heard in 1010 Winds traffic, things didn't get back to normal again until about 9:30. The MTA says an investigation into the exact cause of that outage is underway. County Executive Ed Romaine has declared a state of emergency in Suffolk, where the cleanup continues from last night's bad storm. Speaking to 1010 Winds, Romaine says he's truly amazed how much rain fell in the area in such a relatively short period of time.
The amount of rain in Stony Brook is 9.4 inches. This is a once in a 100-year storm would not dump that. And we're seeing too many once in a 100-year storms coming through every few years now.
Other areas that saw at least 7 inches of rain last night include Miller Place, Comac, St. James, Isetawket, and Smithtown. Two apparently related stabbings are under investigation in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Police say it all started around 7:20 yesterday morning when officers responding to a 911 call found a 42-year-old and a 30-year-old man on the corner of 50th Street and 4th Avenue, each suffering from multiple stab wounds. Both of those men were rushed to NYU Langone. But sadly, one, the 42-year-old, identified as Melvin Gomez Nunez, did not make it. At some point after that first stabbing, police say a 38-year-old man walked into a Brooklyn hospital center, also with multiple stab wounds throughout his body. Fortunately, he survived and remains in stable condition. No word yet on a possible motive for these stabbings, and so far, no arrests. A student broadcaster from Long Island got the opportunity of a lifetime last night. Today, our Glenn Shuck got to talk to him about it.
Thomas Gamba has gone from sports broadcasting freshman year at Chaminade High School on the island, now 16, to broadcasting the Yankee game that was on ESPN2 last night.
He hits this one to left. That's down, base hit. Here comes Keith. The throw home is not in time. And the Tigers tie it up in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Of course, it was a thrill of a lifetime, he tells me, but he even got to meet the captain.
Meeting Aaron Judge, that was just amazing. The experiences that we had at ESPN, I'm sure we will never forget them. It's just an event that brings everyone together and shows why baseball is such a great sport. I mean,
Yankees lost, but Gamba sure is a winner. Glenn Schuch, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.